All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I am Dr. John Duffy. Very happy to have you here joining me today. I wanted to share today a couple of thoughts on home, our homes, how we set them up, how we feel about them, the tone we set in them, just a few thoughts about home. My wife was telling me this morning that she and a friend went for a walk, and they saw some of those giant McMansion kind of homes, and they were up on the block. They were for sale, and they looked kind of giant and cold and dead and lifeless to them. And it got me thinking about, you know, house size and that drive we have so much of the time to have something bigger, with this belief that bigger is more is better somehow, you know? And I think specifically with our homes, there is some fallacy in the thinking there. You know, a giant house, I think rarely, if ever, serves a family well. My wife and my son and I, we have a little house, not necessarily because we set out to have a little house, but it's what we could afford at the time and the place where we wanted to be at the time. And there were a couple of things that kind of fell out of that, kind of by accident as much as anything else. One is that my son, my only child, his room is small. So he hardly ever, growing up, went in that room. He would do his homework down at the dining room table. He hung out in the common areas of our house, and he used his room to sleep, and that was it. And so many of the people I know and that I work with have so much space in their homes that their kids are almost always elsewhere, and the culture of the family is almost this kind of like, let's use the space, and the family just kind of separates like a drop of oil into water, you know? Everyone kind of like retreats to their own corners. And I think part of what we want in our home is something to do with the closeness of family. Not that our kids shouldn't have an element of privacy, but it should just be an element of their lives. It shouldn't be the totality of their lives at home. And I think oftentimes what drives parents apart from their children has to do with space as much as it has to do with anything else. And sometimes if that space is more contained, I think there's less anxiety, less space to create difficulty, you know? And there's the obvious, there's less financial strain, and otherwise. But I think giant houses feel, to me, kind of antiseptic and disconnected. I picture this house that a friend of my wife's had years ago. It was just massive, and it was impressive in its own way, but it had kind of the warmth of an airline terminal to it. It didn't feel like a home. I couldn't imagine just feeling comfortable and cozy and like kind of sharing what was going on in my day and my life. It felt removed somehow emotionally. And I think we should attend to that, you know, and even if we have a big home, create space where there is almost a presumption of connection, because in the end, that's what we want, right? That's what we want in our homes. That's the vibe we want to create in our homes. And along the same lines, I think about the tone we set in our homes, because a house can contain anxiety and depression and can be very, very tightly wound. I ask kids frequently that sit across from me, what's it like when you cross the threshold into your house? And far too often I'll hear something like, ooh, yeah, I don't love that, you know? So when we think of home, I think we typically think of like, you know, warmth and comfort, and finally I can rest and relax and really just be myself after a day at school and at practice and whatever, you know, with my friends. And too often I think we're failing this on our kids. We're not creating that space that feels happy and welcoming, and too often it feels verboten and judgmental and harsh. And I get way too many phone calls in the morning are like, Dr. Duffy, we're having a really, really hard time getting Jimmy out the door today. Call us as soon as you can, where from the beginning of the day, the very first moments when the first alarm goes off in the house, right, and the light goes on for the very first time, there is an element of anxiety and stress like right away in the house. And think about that. Think about the tone in your house. If you're a parent, think about how you feel walking into your home. Is it a stressful place or is it a happy place? Have you created an atmosphere that allows for joy and connection and sharing? And that tone often gets set first thing in the morning. A lot of parents I hear are kind of all business, like from the gate. Okay, let's go. Like everyone get their bags, get their breakfast done, let's go. And listen, I get it. It is a busy time, and normally we sleep in because we're all tired, so we sleep in as late as we can, and then we have to get going and get moving, and it's hard to get a whole family going and out the door in time. But man, if you scaled it all back a few minutes and you sat down together, or you had a light moment at the beginning, or there was just a, "Hey, good morning, how'd you sleep?" Like a moment of connection, that helps. That beginning of the day is critical. Just as critical as the end of the day, by the way. Even on the worst day, and sometimes we have terrible days in our families, right? Or with our kids, and we find out grades are terrible. We find out we're in some kind of crisis. But I think we all want to set a tone where we go to sleep feeling good, no matter what. You want your kids to go to sleep feeling good, and you want to model that practice with them because my son's in college right now, and I like to think that we set a tone over the first 20 years of his life where he was happy in the morning and happy when he went to bed. And I like to think that down at that frat house, when he wakes up, he's in a pretty good mood and he's looking forward to the day. And it isn't ominous and it isn't distressing. It's going to be a reasonably happy day for him. And at the back end of the day, I like to think that he kind of reflects on the day and kind of shuts down gently and maybe reads for a few minutes, looks online for a few minutes, and then calls it and can breathe, So what I encourage you to do here is attend to your space in your home and think about whether it is set up in a way that makes you happy and makes you comfortable and makes you feel connected. And if not, shift the space, shift the time, shift what you've got around so that you have that space where you feel good in your home. And then think about your child space and make sure that that's a space where they feel good. And make sure that there is a spot in your home, a kitchen, a living room, a den, somewhere where you're together. And the more you're together, and the more there's less of presumption that, hey, everyone head up to their rooms and close the door because you've got every screen known to man up there and you can just cloister. Don't assume this is what your kids want. Don't assume because they escape into their rooms and they're watching Netflix on their computer, laying on their bed and tapping into homework here and there. Don't assume that's what anybody wants. Your kids don't want that any more than you do. They just don't know it necessarily. So create an atmosphere where you're together more often than not, because that retreating to your room is, it creates the separation where I think even just from the space itself, forget all tone, forget all attitude, just from the space itself, a child can begin to think, "I don't know if my parents are really available to me. I'm going to reach out to my friends," because really they're in there texting people. They're in there. It's not like they're not in contact with anybody. They're just not in contact with you. And so, I don't think that's what family's supposed to be about. And so, I think a lot of us grew up in families where there was this presumption of togetherness. And in my house, I grew up in a little tiny house. There was no privacy, so we were together whether we wanted to be or not. I think on the whole that was good for us. I mean, it was a fairly anxious house regardless, but I think it would have been far more anxious if we'd all been, you know, in separate space. It's good to see faces a lot of the time, you know? So you wanna create that. And if you're looking for a home, if you're in the market for a home, consider the space. Don't just go for enormous. And one thought that just crossed my mind is home shows up where you don't expect it sometime, the feeling of home. For some reason, I just kind of launched myself into the car with my wife and my son, and we're on vacation and we're driving. And you know, our clunky Ford Edge SUV is actually home for us. I mean, we are home together. When we are in this thing, we connect, we have fun, we listen to music together, we talk together, we laugh. It's good, you know? It's not just a car. So think about where else is home besides home. I'm in my office right now, which is just a few blocks from my house, and my wife works across the hall doing some artwork, and sometimes my son would show up over here, and this can be home sometimes too. I think home is where you feel most connected. So you want to create as much space as you can for yourself, for your family, where you feel connected, because the opposite is anxiety and disconnection and you know, unhappiness. And that's the last thing we want for ourselves, and that's the last thing we want for our family. So just attend to it. Just attend to it. And when you go visit other people's homes, think about homes you've been to that feel like, this place feels good to me. This place feels happy to me. And think about what it is that creates that atmosphere. And part of it is probably the people who occupy that space, right? You know, that you feel comfortable with them. And part of it is the way they lay that space out, you know, that it makes you feel comfortable and happy. So attend to the spaces you occupy, and create something that you enjoy. You spend an awful lot of time there, and your children do too. And the tone you set in terms of space in your home these days, right now, if you're a parent, man, that's going to be a tone that your kids pick up on. We model this stuff, you know? So be real cognizant of home, because you want it to be calm and you want it to be joyful, and you want to set that tone in your home all the time, you know? And the fewer crises those walls hold, man, the better, right? Because none of us do crisis very well. So create a space of calm, create an atmosphere and an attitude of calm, and your lives are going to be more peaceful. And I'll repeat something that I've probably said on this podcast already too many times. In life, there are very few crises in reality. So don't create one where there is none. And definitely don't let your home be a place of crisis, because then people avoid it and you'll feel like avoiding it or just sleeping through it instead of being in it. So, a few thoughts on home, and please join me next time and I'll be with a guest. So, have a great day. And again, enjoy your home. Goodbye.